This is Spoiler Alert with Mark Arosa and John Trax. You're listening to episode 41, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spoiler Alert. I'm Mark Arosa.
I'm John Trax.
Happy Star Wars Day.
Fuck you.
John likes Star Wars.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. Fuck you.
Whose chair is that?
Not my chair.
No way. No way.
No way.
No way.
You know what I say?
Yes, today's May 4th. And whatever asshole made that up should be shot in the face. They should just skip May 4 and just go right to 5. Which is also Cinco de Mayo, another bullshit holiday.
That's the Mexican Revolution.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
This is America.
It's Mexico's 4th of July.
Fuck them. They left us alone in the home front. Fucking closed the borders to us. So, what's
just
going
like,
on? Everybody going on? Everybody say hi.
Hi. Hi.
All right, hi.
Hi.
I'll be your substitute teacher today.
My name is Mr. Trax.
My name is Mr. Trax. No, I do not do heroin.
Ba-dum-bum-ch.
Ba-dum-bum-ch. All right.
I changed my headlight today.
Did you? Yeah. I got a basically free iPod Touch yesterday.
Whoopee. Even though you already have one.
Even though I already had one. And I got to tell you, the Retina display does nothing.
I know.
If anybody hears someone going, oh, but it's Retina display. I'm looking at it right now. And
if you want to see the real difference, just load up to like the Kindle app or something. Then that's the only thing really going to see a difference on.
Yeah. Well,
it's just text.
I have my Zoom for that. Maybe on the iPad it'll look really nice because then you can do like some serious.
Yeah, because the freaking screen's big.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was getting at. You hit the nail on the head there. I know there's a podcast coming. Wait for it. It'll be here
somewhere down the line.
Just hang out for a while and we'll talk about a video game. What are we doing today?
We are doing. Wait, isn't this part you say?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You recommended this to me, and
sure. I bought this when it first came out.
I don't like you anymore. This was one of the first gen games?
It was supposed to be a launch title, but it ended up being delayed like till March of the next year.
Yeah, because this game clearly needed the polish.
Listen, it's 6 years, 5 years old.
What would it be delayed for? What the hell's delayed about it? What do they need? Better tank noises?
The guy that goes...
That scar doesn't sound real.
Didn't show up for work. Oh my god, you don't need...
Okay, it's okay. We're back. This scar is also the gun that killed Osama.
Whoopee.
Yeah. Big news that week. Osama's dead. Like anybody cares. Anyway, yeah. We're doing,
I don't know. My gas is still $4.30 a gallon, so I don't really see what's...
That doesn't have anything to do with gas. Oh, we're doing Ghost Recon... What is it? Advanced Warfighter? Okay, and now this is the third Ghost Recon game, right? But it's
third,
the first on
fourth.
360. I think it's the third.
So, yeah.
But it's the first.
There's a few on. Well, it depends if you count the expansion packs. There's a couple expansion packs for the first couple.
Yeah, this is the first first one of these I've ever played. This is the first Tom Clancy game I've ever played.
I love Tom Clancy games.
You know, we wanted to get away from first person shooters, and
so we picked a third person shooter.
But we failed because this also has an option to be a first person shooter.
Yeah, but not really.
Yes. Yes, really. Because some of the game I played is first person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better as a third person.
It's really
person,
not a third, a first person.
If you go with the first person, you could peek. We'll get into that. Where'd my notes go? There we go. Yeah. This came out in...
2006.
2006? Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to come out as a launch title. It got delayed till like March.
Mm-hmm. Said that.
So I'm going to say March of 2006 it came out. Maybe all April. Right.
Okay. I don't know. I thought it was all right. It wasn't. I know there's like 30 more of these, right?
No.
Isn't there like Ghost Recon 2 and then there's...
Yeah, you have... I gave you... Advanced Warfighter 2. That's it.
Is that one any better?
It's, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there.
What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with this game.
Yeah. It feels old.
It's 5 years old.
It feels old. So what? You can play Mario Brothers and it doesn't feel old.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Mario Brothers is great and it always will be great. That's right. Drink your piss.
It's yummy.
It's virgin's blood. I'm sorry. So I discovered today.
You done with your little fit there?
I discovered today that Get Glue started to get really dirty because there's cum shot on there.
What do you mean? Really?
I'm sitting at work and I'm like, let me type in cum. Let's see what happens on my little tablet. Cum shot comes up. I was like. It's like, please God, let there be a sticker or let me be the guru. Yeah, there's cum shot. And then also there's like 50 pornos that came up. I wasn't typing in names after cum shot. It was just like cum sluts 4, cum dumpster 5. She's my cum dumpster 5. Lay your hot cum in my milky white chest. I was like, there's like 50 of them. I was like, wow.
I saw that one.
No, I love that one. That was just like, after I typed in cum, this all came up. Like there was 50 pornos with the name. I'm sure there's more than 50. But yeah, I think one of them was she's my cum dumpster.
Nice.
Think about that for a minute. She's my cum dumpster. And I think it was like, she's my cum dumpster, like 25. So that means that there was 24 before that. Okay. Ghost Recon. Third person shooter. It's kind of not really squad based, but you get your own squad.
I mean,
you get a bunch of like escaped convicts who just kind of run at the wall. One of you tell them to do something.
No, actually two is actually worse with that.
Really?
Like in the first one, they do everything you tell them. It's really not a problem. The third one, I've actually got them stuck in walls. I'm like, I'm supposed to have a third guy, and I come back, he's like this, walking into the wall.
Eating. Just in the river swimming. What are you doing? Knew I shouldn't have got the Mexicans. Okay. That's right. I'm getting racist. So, let's just jump right into this son of a bitch. So, like any good game, they're going to start you off with the training, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they start you off with training. So you do some training, you walk around, you're in third person.
At least it's not like VR training, it's actual like... in a field training. It's not like any computer training.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, some games, they actually have... They put you, like, in, like, the... There's a simulation!
Yeah.
At least they give you, like, a training ground.
The big screen. Like a Tyrannosaurus Rex on it. I'm not going to encounter this ever. Just fight the T-Rex! You're watching, like, Jurassic Park. Like, the chase scene here in the Jeep. So, I started playing this, and I'm doing the training, and the training really pissed me off. And I was like... Like, maybe, like, 20 minutes into this game, I text Mark, and I was like, I really don't want to do this game. I was like, I really don't like this, because if you go into the training and you want to play this game, and I could probably recommend this game, because it isn't so bad, but once if you can make it through the training, you can make it through the rest of the game, because the training makes you believe that this is the way the game's going to be, and there's, like, a million things that you have to do to achieve what you have to do, and it's not true.
No, you could go in.
Once you get through the training, it's basically walk around shooting people.
Yeah.
So.
You guys are kind of useful, mostly useless.
I don't know. We'll get into the guys shortly when we get in there. But the training is like you shoot some stuff, and it's just like it's a pretty big learning curve. Or I felt that way anyway. And you know, I've played a ton of these games. I should know. But they show you you throw some smoke grenades, and you throw which you never use. I think I used a smoke grenade once, and it was just to piss a guy off. So,
I mean, the thing is, you're really supposed to. This game was actually designed to play on hard.
Why?
It's just the way the developers made it. Like, you, if you really want to play the game the way we want it to, you're supposed to play it on hard. And then you use the smoke bombs and do all kinds of stuff like that.
Was this a multiplayer?
There is multiplayer. The multiplayer, yeah. The co-op. No.
It's not co-op. Right.
There is co-op, but the co-op is a different. It's not really a story. There's like missions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like four or something like that. It's like sections. Like you play this map and this, you have to just kill everybody on the map, and you have like four people with you. No, it's actually fun because like it's actually pretty hard.
That's what she said.
Oh. But yeah, you just got to like kill everybody on the map, and it's just different scenarios.
Fantastic. Okay.
And then there's also some other stuff, too.
They show you how to blow up a tank.
There is other forms of multiplayer.
What is?
There's other forms of multiplayer other than that, too. But that's the main. That's like the co-op multiplayer.
All right. Well, they show you how to blow up a tank. First, you got to use like the smoke grenade to get past the tank. And then you meet your team of assholes that they first introduce you to. And you can, like, pick who you want. There's, like, three different guys. So then you jump right into the story.
But basically, you want this grenadier or that grenadier? You want this marksman or that marksman?
Basically, yeah. I'll get into that. So, game starts you off in Mexico, right? The actual story? Is it not Mexico? Sure, we'll go in Mexico. So I know there's a big story in this game, but I kind of tend to make my own story up when I don't care. So that's what I'm going to do. So you're in Mexico, and you're fighting Mexico because you're sick of them. That's the story.
I thought the story was that we were trying to find the Colonel's secret recipe.
No, things went horribly wrong. So then there's an army guy, and he's spying on Colonel Sanders or something like that, because, yes, he's trying to get his secret recipe.
Even though Colonel Sanders is dead.
It doesn't matter. what this game, it's Elseworld. It's an alternate universe.
You have to get to Ramirez.
They don't tell you that. Yeah, so this one guy, he's spying on this guy, and he's looking through, like, binoculars. And then the guys that he's spying on spot him. And then he, like, fucks the entire mission up. So you're like, oh, great, now we got to get this asshole. Who's Ramirez? Okay. Figures. The hell's it talking? Wait, stop talking outside my door. Yeah, so, the plane goes to shit. And you shoot some people. That's what you do in this motion with the gun held outwards in this way, backwards.
Do you want to talk about the different thing about the shooting?
You fire forwards. The different thing about the shooting?
What, you get the red diamonds?
That was a vagina that you just showed me.
That?
That's the universal sign for vagina. Yeah.
I thought that was when you go like this and then you go like that.
Oh, yeah. I've done that too. Yeah. And somebody showed me this one too that I have to show you.
I've done that. I think you showed me that.
Yeah. It's pretty gross. I don't like that. I don't know how to explain that, but it's supposed to feel like a penis. All right. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
The thing that makes it advanced, it actually takes place, I think, in 2015.
Oh, but it is like
2012. It's slightly in the future.
That's stupid. I didn't even know that.
It's not like, 2050. It's like 2012 or 2015, something like that.
I need a beer.
Okay. So I guess something in your suit lets you put diamonds around the bad guys so you know where they are.
It's bling.
And then when you get the UAV later, then you can spot them in the skies.
Fantastic. Maybe I just didn't know how to use it.
You bring it down, you spot guys, and you bring it back up, then you know where they are.
I can bring it down?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So you can spot guys.
Oh, if you can listen drive to that the thing?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Do you not pay attention when they tell you things?
No, I don't. Once somebody starts talking, I just kind of look at the wall. I'm like,
They explain to you what buttons to press to bring it down.
That's the problem with this game. There's too many buttons. Oh, I didn't know that at all. Crap.
You need to bring it into observance mode. When it's high, you can't see anything. It can't spot anything. So you bring it down. But when you bring it down, they can shoot it. So you can only bring it down for a few seconds. Then you spot everybody. Then you bring it back up. And then they stay on your radar.
Oh, that would have made this game a lot easier. Because there's plenty of times when I'm just running around a corner and some guys would just be like 50
That's
guys
why you bring
there.
The UAV and you drop them down and say, okay, there's a guy there.
I didn't know that.
God, you're the worst.
Wow. See, I just kept making them go to different places and I was like, what is this thing for? I'm like, all right, there's a building there, so.
You have to bring it to detect mode and then you bring it back.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess
it's like one of the first things they tell you. I'm pretty sure they tell you in the training.
Yeah, well, that goes to show you what I did in the training. So, you shoot a couple of people, and then they let you go to the APC, and then you can pick, your squad.
And your gun.
So I picked all brothers, because that's just what I felt like doing.
Brothers from other brothers?
I had, like Grenadier Jones, Smoksman Williams, all my guys.
Marksman Brown.
Yeah, pretty much. They were pretty standard names. It was pretty funny. And if you picked like the Spanish guys, it was all like Ramirez, Rodriguez, Jimenez,
Sanchez.
It wasn't even like They didn't even take any time. It was just blatantly what they were. So yeah, I picked all the brothers because I just rather have a bunch of black guys on my team. More fun. So then you get the UAV and you look for your asshole friend. And I said, it looks like a flying curling stone.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does. It looks like the things from They Live.
It looks like a UAV. Flying
and he's like, Mama don't like tattletales.
It looks like a UAV.
I don't know what that is. What does it stand for?
Unmanned aerial vehicle.
Wow. Just drop some knowledge on me. I think this podcast is making me dumber.
I was making you dumber.
I don't know. Yeah. All right, so the first thing you notice in this game is it's unlike other games because there's multiple ways to attack a problem. So once you get that UAV and you make it look, which I had no idea, what you want to use that thing to find out where these people are and then kind of pick the best route to get to these people and kill them, which is really cool because you can go around this building.
They'll also react to you differently depending on which way you come from. And
yeah, but not me. I just went straight for them. Because I didn't know that the unmanned aerial vehicle was capable of changing
I think
its,
we need to stop the podcast.
Changing its orbit.
I think we need to stop the podcast, and you have to go back and play the whole game all
over.
I'm
not going to play. Didn't I get back to you already?
Yeah.
I did. I got two over here, though. Is two have a UAV in it?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Let's see. What does two say? Dominate the battlefield with improved weapons like the RX-4 Storm.
All right, I'm going to eat M&Ms while you do that.
I'm not going to... Really? That's where we were taking this? Okay. So,
but I am going to eat some M&Ms.
So this, you know, there's a lot of ways you can approach the problem, and you can also switch your gun from maximum
single
kill.
Fire. No, it's single fire to rapid fire.
I called it maximum kill then slow kill. That's my idea of rapid fire and single fire. Maximum death and then slow death.
Well, slow death is more accurate. And maximum death is faster.
I enjoy slow death myself. Jesus Christ! Did you just put the whole bag in your mouth? Wow. Are those the pretzel ones?
No. It was peanut butter.
Just peanut? Oh, fat bastard.
I never denied it.
Delicious. The hell am I?
Earth. Let's not start with that again.
A truck of spiders. I think I misspelled soldiers.
Spiders? Really? No, that was that one part with the spiders.
I wrote a truck full of spiders comes. You can choose to kill them or don't. I think I'll kill the spiders. Not a spiders fan. Okay, so a truck full of soldiers comes, and this is where you can kind of shows you that you can do multiple things. Like, you can kill these guys or not kill them. You can kind of go past them.
Oh, they were like, you can take them out or not. Your choice.
Yeah, yeah. So they let you do that a couple times.
My asshole guys decided that they were going to attack them without me telling them to attack
them.
they
do that.
So I didn't have a choice.
Well, you should do that because we didn't go into that. The way, there's some games that get out of hand with this, and those are the games that I don't want to play. Like the third person, I don't know if the other Tom Clancy is like that, but you can pretty much control individually
all the guys.
No,
you probably
would
hate then. You would probably hate Full Spectrum Warrior.
Because you have to like tell them exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. Because I'm not smart enough to do that. I would just get the guy be like, you stand in the middle of the road, I'm going to go
around. It was actually, I don't know if it was designed by the military, but it was designed by like military people to be like super realistic military squad based stuff. I played like half of the first one.
I don't want any of that shit. Yeah, so there's basically, you can go, wow, you can go stand here, or
follow me,
or don't attack, which you clearly did not push when he did that.
No, I had them on do not attack mode.
And they
and
just
they still,
like, yeah.
They're like, fuck you.
Because they saw spiders.
They did.
Spiders
like,
are scary.
Spiders, kill
like,
spiders.
Holy shit, a truck full of spiders.
It might turn out to be arachnophobia, let's get them.
Or eight-legged freaks with David Arquette.
What was the other one with the Volkswagen? Go Packers! Woo, go Packers!
Oh, that was, oh, crap. Oh, that was in Wisconsin, the giant spider invasion. Holy
go
shit.
Go Packers! Woo,
go Packers! Oh, the giant spider invasion took place in Wisconsin, and towards later in the movie, they dressed VW bugs up as spiders and just had them drive towards people. I'm really going to watch that after this now. I'm going to sit there with my bowl of popcorn and I'm going to watch that. I actually have to go buy popcorn because, yeah, it is now 9:44 in New York. We'll be finished by like 1 o'clock. Where am I even going with this?
What were we even talking about?
Fucking spiders.
Oh, yeah, the soldiers.
Yeah.
So you can put them into like attack mode and they'll just shoot whatever comes near them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put them into like stealthy mode and they won't shoot unless they're shot at.
I don't even think I touched that button.
I tried to tell them to not shoot things, but then every 5 seconds they were just going to attack mode anyway.
Yeah, they right,
go do what you want.
Get your trigger fingers. Goddamn Marines.
Go do what you want.
They're all hyped up from killing Osama. I want to say Obama. I want to say it.
Fox News said it.
I keep wanting to say Obama.
Fox News said it.
Did they say they shot Obama?
Of course they did.
It's so close. How could you not? Fox News. I don't know, whatever.
Why would they even be accurate?
Oh, geez, like anyone's ever accurate. Come on. Like Fox News is any worse than anyone else. Okay. And now you invade this big industrial place to get your idiot friend back who messed up this whole mission.
It was the rail yard, wasn't it?
Not yet, I don't
know. Not yet?
No, this was like they had that big like oil drum things up in the sky. And like that, big things in this like circle like that. Yeah? No?
Yeah,
not like
yeah.
That? Okay, so you kill a bunch of guys, and then the helicopter comes and takes you away with your idiot friend. Then it's a little helicopter mission, and you pilot the Vulcan cannon while the thing like flies around on rails.
Okay,
got nothing, not even
you
a guess.
You shoot the gun.
Okay. So I need to know.
You got to tell me if I'm right here, because sometimes when I take notes, I just kind of wander off. Because clearly I didn't know that you could use the UAV.
Was this before or after the railroad? Remember you go on the roof to get out? That's after the railroad.
Okay. Let's say it is.
Yeah, remember the big door and opened up, it's the rail yard, and you got the guys like in the railroad cars?
Okay.
And then you go up on the roof, and then
I think
you get
so. I think I remember that. So it's a little, I wrote it's hard to aim with the Vulcan gun. It is
because
a little
it's kind of, because the helicopter's moving one way, and you have to spin like the turret the other way.
I'll get into that later. Okay, so I don't know what the heck is going on. I know that you're looking for someone or something in Mexico. I don't know.
Something crashed one of the...
So, I wrote... You know what it is? I wrote, this is after home front, and then the Koreans left. And now you're taking care of Mexico because they closed the borders to you. And then I wrote, eat hot death. Okay. So that's what the story is.
I think something crashed, a UAV or something with some stuff that you didn't want to get leaked.
We're fighting Mexico because they closed the borders for us because they wouldn't help us with those pesky Koreans. That's what it is. So at this point, you get an APC because the helicopter drops you off someplace else. And then you can command it and follow you. And I completely forgot how to do that.
After you land, then you get it. Yeah,
there's like some shooting, but then like you get an APC. And then I completely forgot how to use the APC.
You press up to make you move forward and down.
Yes, well, I didn't know that. So this whole time, I'm taking out like tanks.
It tells you in the top left with the little window of it. It says up to go forward, down to move back.
All I saw was like a reticle. That's all I saw. So the whole time, I'm taking out tanks with like my bare hands. I'm like climbing on the tanks and like throwing the grenades in the thing, like shooting the guys, and like rolling. I'm like I'm going around the building and like rolling the fucking grenades under the tank because I had no idea. And then the whole time,
God.
Like the captain of the APC is just like, "We're waiting for you, sir." I'm like, "Who's he talking to?" "Waiting on your move, sir." And I'm like, "So move. What do you want from me? Go." Guy's like, "Waiting on you." And then I was like, "Oh, I have to push this button." And they're like, "All right, we're going." And like you push, and they're like, "Oh, we're going, sir." And you're like, "All right, okay, so." They got there and there was nothing there because there was just smoking
holes
of tanks.
You didn't realize you could use the APC to destroy everything?
I had no
everything?
Idea. No, there was just like tanks flaming for me taking care of them. So I just saved like the American government like $1 trillion.
I don't think it takes $1 trillion.
I was Terminator. I had no idea. I'm like, God, this part is hard. And I'm like, you can take these tanks out with a freaking grenade. I'm like, who would give a Marine like this? I don't know what they were, whatever like corps they were. I'm like, what did they just sent like four guys in here to take out like 10 tanks? I was like, this military sucks. And then I was like, oh, you use the APC. Okay.
Not only that, but you're supposed to use the APC for cover too at the same time.
Oh, fuck that.
So you just move it and walk behind it and then you don't get a hit and then you just blow the tanks up from a distance.
I was the angel of death and the hour of purification was upon us. Yeah, see, I told you not to give me this game. You don't listen to me. I said, I don't want to play this.
I didn't
this.
Know you weren't going to pay attention.
You're like, just play it.
Actually, I did know you weren't going
to
pay
this
attention.
Is what happened. So, ready to move, Captain. So move. You want from me? So then you have to push the directional button. Aha! So then, I don't know. After this, you have to like protect the King of Mexico or some shit like that. Remember
you, go through,
you see this idiot bald guy and he has like a fucking sash on him like Miss America?
You go through Angel
like,
Plaza.
Who is this?
You go through Angel Plaza. And then remember you're walking up to the building,
wait,
the embassy?
Wait, so you know what that is? You're talking what? Like you know what this is.
Because I remember the name from the game.
But what is it? Angel Plaza? Is that where they held the Miss America pageants?
No, it's where the U.S. Embassy was.
Why did this guy have a sash?
Because he was the president of Mexico.
The king of Mexico, all right?
Whatever. No, it's the president. They're not a freaking monarch. Monarchy?
A sash, though? That's real dignified.
Listen, I don't make the...
So, he looks like the Mexican Dale Gribble.
Hey,
like,
Gribble.
He looked and he's just like, you guys gotta rescue me. You're like, where's Hank? Where's Boomhauer?
Bench fender with rebar. That's my MO.
Now we drink.
Give it a Mountain Dew once a week. He likes that.
He likes that. Now we drink, New Gribble.
It's all 10 right. o'clock. Now we drink. So you're walking up to the U.S. Embassy.
Yes.
And then the embassy, boom, explodes.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Not
you
yet?
Get, you, no, you get you have to protect Dale, Mexican Dale Gribble, in a parking garage.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And
right,
this
right,
is like...
Right.
This is like the fifth parking garage that you've gone through. I don't know why. It's like Mexico's all parking garages.
What else are you going to do in Mexico but park and drink?
Yeah, so a bunch of guys come out, and he's just like cowering in the corner like, oh, no. Oh no, Hank!
Don't let him get to me, Hank!
Don't let him get me.
So where's my dead bug truck?
You shoot some guys, and you get up to the roof, and they give you a rocket launcher, and you blow up some APCs over the side, and it's one of those big, cool rocket launchers with like the big thing on the side.
It's a javelin.
Those new ones, yeah, the javelins. There you go. So then you take Mexican Dale to the APC. And he starts talking to you about stuff on the APC. I don't know. I wasn't listening.
And what's cool about now, what this game did before any other game, was if you notice, there's very few there's no loading screens. Mm. And what they did was they would sit you in the APC and tell you what's going to happen next, and that was the loading screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get like a load screen for like a split second.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I mean, it's not like loading no. with a bar. It would just the main loading was done, and they put this, you know, this little scene of you going to the next cutscene.
That's right.
That was the first game that ever did that.
Cool. Yeah. Sorry, I got a lot of burps today. Then you get out somewhere, and then now you make your way to the U.S. Embassy, and he goes in the U.S. Embassy, and then it blows up.
He's talking with the Vice President of the United States?
And somehow he's fine, because he's super
Both of them are fine.
Fine. But I mean, the building explodes at that minute.
Explodes.
Explodes, yeah, like boom. Like
C4 up the ass explodes.
It's just like a hulking mass now, and they're just walking around like not even... They come walking out like with the Warner Brothers blackface because they got blown up. No, they don't. They just come walking out, and they're fine. Not even like his sash isn't even ripped or anything. Okay, I wrote he's super Mexican.
And then,
so then there's a big standoff in front of the broken down. Yeah, and you got to protect Dale. And some tanks come, and then you get to target them with the UAV from helicopter. the helicopter.
You just tell
them where to go. Like you kind of point at it, and then it just
you target what you want it to blow up. But it takes a while for you before you get that.
Yes. Yeah. You got to fight for about 5 minutes, and then. You take Dale to a helicopter. I like that I'm just calling him Dale Gribble now. And some guy tells you about the next mission on the helicopter. I don't know. You're trying to get the King of Mexico to escape on a plane or something like that, I think.
You're
trying to get him out of Mexico.
Tom Clancy stories have never been the most
I wrote you have profound. To blow up a Chipotle factory.
It usually involves some country going to war because somebody in the country lied and you have to stop it from happening. That's more or less every story for every Tom Clancy.
You're the best, Tom. I heard Chipotle. Somebody said Chipotle, so I wrote you have to blow up a Chipotle factory. That's what I wrote.
Really? They have factories for Chipotle? I never even had Chipotle.
Oh, it's good. There's another
Where
place.
Where is there one?
I'm going to talk about. Right over the... Right...
What?
By the ferry in Manhattan. When you get off the ferry, you go like a block up. There's one there. There's also a place around us called Venga that is the same exact thing. It's right next to... it's on Victory or Forest. I forget. One of those. It's right next to the family health food. No, it isn't. I don't know what I'm talking about. Nobody lives on Staten Island. Why would we even bother talking about
it? It doesn't matter.
We're the only two people that live on Staten Island.
We'll go one day.
We'll go to Venga. It was really good. Chipotle's good. It doesn't make me shit, so I don't know what South Park was talking
Chipotle
about.
Chipotle away!
Why don't you just not eat Chipotle?
Have
you had Chipotle?
Why would you eat something that makes you bleed out of your ass? Have you ever had Chipotle?
Chipotle's pretty good.
Oh, there's a new one tonight. There's a new one on in 5 minutes.
I watch them on South Park Studios because they keep all the curses and everything.
Yeah. They keep them on TV now, too, pretty much.
Did he? The last one he said fuck that many times?
I think he did.
He's like, why don't you fuck me, Mom?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, God. They got a little out of control with that. Okay, I don't even remember where the hell we were now.
The helicopter took the King of Mexico to Prussia to go to the King of Prussia Mall.
The Prince of Persia Mall.
Prince of Persia Mall.
Because King of Prussia apparently is too hard for me to say, so I have to say the Prince of Persia Mall. That mall gets better every time I go. Place is great. They have a Lego store in there, and just a Lego store. Okay. Chipotle factory, and then you blow up some buildings with the C4. There's like a couple.
This
like
is the one that you're at nighttime, right?
Yeah.
I think this is the part where you're at nighttime.
This is when you first get the sniper rifle.
Yeah, this is nighttime.
Okay. Nighttime. So you blow up some buildings, and then you get the sniper rifle. Then you have to blow up that power generator plant with the helicopter to knock out the lights.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you distraction. See
with like your son. Yeah, but they also wanted to. Yeah, they want to shut the lights off too, because you know killing people in the dark is a lot of fun.
It is.
Plus you have that like night it. Mode that you never use.
You use it.
No,
when you're playing it on hard, it makes a difference. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna play it on hard after this.
I'm not
talking about the video game.
Exactly.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna eat popcorn and watch Giant Spider Invasion.
Go Packers!
Go Packers!
Packers won the Super Bowl! Yeah!
I want a Mystery Science Theater tattoo on my ass. You want a tattoo of a butt? On your butt.
Of a butt.
Yeah. Of a butt. Yes, I watched Beavis and Butthead with Sarah the other night.
I think I remember that one.
You want a tattoo of a butt on your butt with a butt on it. Yeah, yes. Isn't the guy with killer written on his head?
I think I remember that.
He's like, wow, you have your name on your head, Kyler. He's like, Kyler, I like that. And then he gives him tattoos of the butts, and then they find he goes back to prison, and he starts giving people the same tattoo. He's like, he found his true calling. He's like, Kyler. Okay.
I just like the one where Beavis chops his finger off with the bench saw when they're in the woodshop. They start running. He's like, he's looking at his finger like this. He's like, yeah. This looks like a good idea. He's like,
he cut off his finger with the chainsaw on the other one because he was playing with the cricket or the fucking grasshopper. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Oh, so,
you have to blow up the power generator, the lights, and then you assault this big complex, and you have to take out their three heavy armor tanks.
No, they were howitzers.
Okay.
Howitzers artillery.
Makes sense.
The long distance gun.
And then now when you're doing this, you have the helicopter and the APC.
Is that or AA? No, they were howitzers.
I think they were howitzers because they were under like a weird bunker.
Yeah.
And I died like a bunch of times at this because I sucked.
Yeah, this part is hard. I cheated because I played it when I didn't play it all the way through it. I only played like halfway through because I played it when it first came out and I didn't have time because I lent it to him.
Yeah, I had. I only gave it back to you like 2 days ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, I played through like half of it, but I mean, I beat it twice.
Okay.
So I just cheated.
What? Cheated? Yeah. So, I died a bunch on this.
No, yeah. When I played it normally, it took me fucking forever.
Because, you gotta kind of like move the APC to a certain spot.
Well, you get two things. You get a tank.
You get the APC and a helicopter.
And a helicopter. No, but it's a tank. It's not an APC. It's an actual tank.
Oh, okay. Whatever. But there's one part where you actually have to like use like the tank for the cover. And if you don't use it correctly, you're just dead. There's nothing you can do. Because they're just like coming out of tents like... No, they're Mexicans.
Oh, okay.
They go, blah, beans, rice.
tacos, no, burritos.
Tacos. You can tell neither one is a Mexican. Spoiler alert, staying racist.
I hate everybody equally.
Bringing racism back since 2010. Then after you accomplish this miraculous feat, you want to pray to God, and then a helicopter picks you up. But then it's another Vulcan gun mission. You get the freaking gun.
You shoot Spock.
You shoot Spock, and then you shoot Sarlacc, his dad, for making Spock.
Bastard. Then you shoot his name fucking whore-ass... human mother.
His father's name is Sarlacc, right?
I think it was.
I'm pretty sure Spock's father's name is Sarlacc, and I'm sad that I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Then the helicopter drops you off, and then you're storming some kind of thing. It looks like the backyard of a mansion.
It is.
Stone things.
Is it a mansion or is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the president's house, some shit. I don't remember.
Okay. So then you blow up an APC with C4, and then there's a couple of guard towers. And this is stupid, but I noticed it. There was no ladders leading up to the guard tower.
Maybe so they were inside?
So that kind of stuff just bothers me. No, it wasn't. There was no... I looked at it. I looked...
Once I noticed it,
I was like, wait a minute. And I looked around, and I was like, I guess the Mexicans flew up here. I was like, that was kind of sucked, though, because you're stuck in, like... Maybe they took, like, the ladders away. So they couldn't get up there, but then like, what are you gonna do if you gotta pee? Like, you turn around
pee
and
pee off the
and then,
side.
Like,
come on,
yeah.
But they're not women; like, they don't need to sit.
But I mean, you got these guys invading, and then you're like literally caught with your pants down.
Take a big shit off the side.
Yeah, like,
how do you like that, you stupid Americans?
That's right. We close our borders to you. We love Korea.
Take a bullet in the b-hole.
Oh man, I'm sure somebody has got shot in the asshole at some point in time. There's too many people, and it's been too many years for that not to happen.
There's too many rednecks with guns out there.
At least taking like an arrow in the ass.
Oh. Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Nice. Nice.
Right in the meat of your ass or right in the beehole?
No, I'm talking about in the asshole. The eye of the storm.
The brown eye?
Speaking of, yeah, I pooped in Cracker Barrel and then I pooped in the mall. That was fantastic. Let me tell you. I was in that mall toilet for about a half an hour. Sarah like finished shopping when I came out. She's like, all right, ready to go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Here's your present.
Sorry, I was in the bathroom all day. Okay.
Tomorrow's another Star Wars day. It's Revenge of the Fifth.
Oh, I fucking hate my life. Oh, God. That's it. I'm done. That's not a real holiday. It's not real. You didn't just say that.
I did.
Did they come up with something for this Revenge of the Fifth?
You know you liked it.
Where did you even hear that from?
Death Star PR just tweeted it.
Oh, God damn. And they have Osama in Hell. That's a nice new tweet. You should follow him.
As soon as I saw it, I followed him.
Everybody should follow Lunch Amigo, too.
Who's that?
He's just some guy. His name's Lunch Amigo. He's from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and he types with a Spanish accent. That's the only way I can describe it. And he talks about lunch. And I send him messages all the time, like, yeah, I had peanut butter for lunch today. And he's just like, yeah, baby, what'd you put on? And I'm like, strawberry jam, the sexiest of all strawberry, of all jams. Yes. So follow him. Whatever 2-3 followers we have, follow Lunch Amigo. He'll be very grateful, too.
Hold on.
Where the hell am I now? Okay. So then a helicopter comes.
Really? He's got a vegetable face?
Yeah. He kind of looks like Osama. He looks like a vegetable Osama. So I jumped on a fixed gun, and I just blew a bunch of guys away, and the helicopter, because the helicopter was there. You know when helicopter. Killed them with the gun. Nice. Like that?
Sure.
Okay. So then, now you go into the scrambled zone.
There's some things, I don't know, they're like little like mobile truck things that are putting out some kind of EMP that's blocking your, because your HUD is totally digital.
Yes.
It's all computerized. So it just scrambles literally your entire screen.
Yeah, it sucks.
So you have to put on the night vision goggles?
Night vision.
In order to see anything?
Mm-hmm.
Because you just totally can't see crap without them?
No. It looks like you turned your channel to snow.
Looks like Max Headroom.
What does that mean?
Because when he would come in, it would be all staticky.
Okay. I know who it is, but I just didn't really.
Because he would interrupt whatever you were watching, and it would be.
Okay. Sure. Did they make a movie about that, or was it just a TV show? What was the show about?
I don't know.
Wasn't it like a revolution?
There was a guy that actually hacked HBO dressed as him.
Nice.
He hacked into the broadcast station where they broadcast HBO from. Mm. In the middle of, I think it was like Doctor Who. He interrupted himself wearing a Max Headroom mask with like a can of Pepsi.
Awesome.
Like talking about Pepsi. And it was like really, really, really low quality.
Cool. Yeah. So that screen gave me a headache because I didn't switch to the other thing. I just kind of walked around and prayed.
Did you just ignore what they told you, or you didn't listen?
No, I knew that I was there. I just didn't care. I was like, I don't like this. This is green. I don't want that. So I just kind of walked around and shot people with the scrambled screen, and I had like a headache.
I think
there was a statue of Rocky there at some point because I couldn't really tell with the screen. There wasn't a Rocky statue there.
There's no Rocky.
Maybe they stole it from Philadelphia.
No.
So then you blow up the scrambled tank.
Crafty Mexicans.
Those goddamn Mexicans is all they want. They wanted to steal the Rocky statue. Viva la Rocky!
Ew!
It's just doing bad impersonations in Spanish. I couldn't even pull that off. I wouldn't even know what that would sound like.
Hey, yo, man.
Hello, man.
Hey, yo.
Hello. No, it's hey, yo. Hello. No. Hey, yo. Hello.
Hey, yo.
Hello. Okay. That was bad. I'm sorry.
And then you go back.
I did actually, when you had to blow up the tanks, I got like really stealthy. I was like Rambo in this part. I was like all the way down in the crouch mode.
You're by yourself at this part too, by the way.
You don't have a squad. You only have squads at a certain point in this game, so it's not completely squad based. You only get squads, like you'll get to the APC and then they'll be like, oh, pick your squad. And I'm like, I want the black guy and the black guy and the black guy. But you could choose.
Oh god, the Giants are winning.
Yeah, they were winning before.
2-0.
Mets are horrible. So you have a grenadier you can choose.
Grenadier?
Or a marksman or a
rifleman.
Rifleman. And that's the three kinds you could choose from. So you can have like three grenadiers or three marksmen or three machine guys. And what happens is you can use them for like when a tank comes, like you point at the tank and then you push the up button and then the grenadier will be like, no problem, sir. And he'll blow it up. Or if like there's some guy that's really far away and you, if you don't have like a sniper gun, you just point at that guy and like click up and he'll be like, all right, no problem. And he'll snipe that guy. Did you know that?
Huh? Yes, I did know that.
Okay. I did, because I didn't really want to do any work. I basically just sent them in first, like, as scouts, and then when they died, I would just laugh at them and then run in and kill the rest of the guys. Because after you shot them, they would just be like, I'm hit, I'm down, sir! And then they would just lay on the floor and be like, ah! Oh, ah! Oh, and then you'd hear, like, the little heartbeat in your thing, and I just probably teabagged them. I'd just be standing over them teabagging, and like, oh, God, I'm dying! And, like, and then I'd stick them with the needle. And it's also stupid, because When they get hurt, they just roll around on the floor, and then you can help them, but if you get hit, they don't help you.
Yeah, they don't.
What sense does that make? You suck, Tom Clancy. You got a stupid name. Tom Clancy is a stupid name. Nobody wants that name.
I don't think he would say that to his face. He might send some Marines
at
you.
Tom Clancy. Yeah, he probably would probably blow up my house with a fucking
send some seals at you.
I don't even know where we were now.
You did and the scramble zone. I think after that, that's when you got to get the...
They said Chipotle again, so I'm going with Chipotle again. So then...
Don't you have to blow up the AA guns after this?
No.
With the helicopter following you?
You're going a little further, and then they have those stupid ammo caches just sitting there.
Okay.
No. There's these things you have to put like your credit card in and then the door slides open and then you can like change your weapons. That's exactly what it is. Now, did they just airdrop these things there?
Sure.
But I mean, in the middle of Mexico, there was one like this thing. I think it's like a castle it turns into, like you're invading a castle or some shit. And this thing is like placed under like an awning in the back. And there's two guys kind of guarding it, but not really guarding it. They're just kind of walking around. If I was these two guys, I'd be breaking into this thing. I wouldn't just be like, oh, what could this possibly thing be? So you think he'd be cracking it open or something. So you get over there, you stick your little credit card in.
I want a Coke, damn it. Up.
Yeah, I want to. I want a Coke, damn it. I like the Mexican equivalent of Pepsi.
Nobody likes Pepsi. Come on, let's get serious.
I like Pepsi.
Ah, you're weird.
And then Burger King got Coke, and that sealed the deal, man. American movie? No? You just say shit, man? It's a good movie. No?
No.
Okay. So so it's Chipotle Castle, I guess. It all makes sense now.
Chipotle away!
Yeah. So when you get to the top of Chipotle Castle, there's two AA guns, and they're firing burritos into Mexico.
They're not shooting the aircraft, which is why they're anti-aircraft guns?
No, they're shooting burritos into Mexico.
They're anti-Mexican guns with burritos? Maybe they're trying to feed the people?
Yeah. Feeding the population of Mexico with burritos. That's how they get them.
We're hungry, man. Yeah, have some burritos.
I'm going to go pitch for the Dodgers. Wow.
Hey, essay.
I wrote my essay downtown. He wrote back to me. Thanks for writing me, essay. He don't make no money. What did he make him read?
The old man in the sea, I think.
And then he catch the fish.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Trabajo.
And he lose the fish and he no make no money. I wrote my friend downtown. He said, thanks for writing me, A.T.
He no make no money. See? You read the book?
Okay.
See? So what's the book about? He make no make no money.
He no make no money. All right.
Did you write the essays? See?
I wrote my essay down at the U-Haul. Thanks for writing me, A.T. Okay. So then a helicopter. You blow up these Chipotle guns with C4. And then a helicopter comes, and I tried to shoot it down with my handgun.
That's smart.
And that didn't work. I actually switched to my handgun.
Did they kill you?
I tried cursing at it, and that didn't work either. No, it didn't kill me because I was smart.
Did you try mooning it?
No, I didn't moon it. I tried cursing at it.
I think if you moon it, it kills it.
So what you actually have to do is outrun.
You don't really outrun it. You have to
dodge
it. Stay undercover.
Yeah, to the extraction point.
But you really you're only undercover under palm trees.
Yes.
So it's not like they.
You see my problem.
Just shoot.
The thing was on top of me, and I'm like. Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't just shoot through the trees.
So you go into an APC, and then the APC drops you off another place. And now you have to infiltrate the space, and it has the three tank trainers in it.
I think this is where I stopped.
There's three guys, and they run tanks.
Yeah, this is where I stopped, so we're going to have to.
So you have to rescue these guys. You have to get them out. And I wrote the UAV is useless.
It's not useless. It's awesome. You don't know how to use it because you didn't listen.
So you have to escort these three douchebags to their tanks. And I died a bunch of time because the way the health system works in this, like, you know, the new games, they regenerate or you can pick up like a health pack. There's none of that in this.
Yeah,
once your health goes down, that's it.
The only way to refill health is to either get an APC or get one of the little mobile things. Refill your ammo?
Yeah, you stick your credit card
your health
buy
too.
Yourself. Yeah. And that really sucks because if you get way halfway through the board, like I did with this one, you can't do anything. You have to do the board over, literally. Because if you keep dying, it just keeps restarting you at the last checkpoint and there's really with the same amount of health that you had. That sucks.
That sucks. 5-year-old game.
Now, this board pissed me off the most. I wanted to throw the thing out the window, and I kept texting you. I was like, "This game sucks," and this is the series of events because I only had a little bit of health at this point. And so you have these three guys,
Mo, Larry, and Curly,
and you have a squad at this point. But the other two guys died. They died, and I helped them, but they died so many times that I couldn't help them anymore. So I had one guy, and his name was Rodriguez, and Rodriguez was a fucking idiot. It wouldn't listen to me. I don't know. Maybe I didn't speak Spanish. I don't know. So you had these three other guys.
Go over here, gay. Go over here, gay.
Okay.
Shoot that guy, gay.
God damn it, Rodriguez. How did you get in the U.S. Army?
Gay.
Okay. Shoot. There. See?
Gay.
So, okay. So then you had these other three fucking tank guys who clearly went through training. They didn't just go through tank training. They went through, you have to go through boot camp before you can drive a fucking tank. So these three assholes couldn't pick up a gun and help me. They just stood there. And Rodriguez just kept running out, even though I'd be like, oh, just stop, wait here. And he'd be like, ah, it's like this guy was friggin' Rambo. This Spanish Rambo. So yeah, so I kept dying because of this asshole. And it's hilarious because you'd always be like, I'd be like, oh, take cover. So, and I hide behind the APC or the tanks because at this point they go into their tanks and then they drive out of that stupid garage.
Mm-hmm.
So these three tanks are following you. These three fucking Abrams. So you're being trailed by three Abrams. Keep this in mind too. So I'm hiding behind one of these things for cover and I'm like, all right, Rodriguez, you're going to stand over here. Okay. Just get behind me. Just shut up and stick behind me. Do what I do.
Okay.
So then I'm standing there and I'm like, all right, I gotta plan some attack over here. And then all of a sudden you hear, I'm down. I'm like, God damn it. Where did you go? I told you to wait. So I turn around and I stick the guy with the fucking adrenaline needle or whatever the hell it is. And then he gets back up. And then I'm like, all right, just stay with me. And then I'm down. I'm like, what are you doing? Just stand behind me, man. Stop. And even if you stick your head out a little bit, I had it was from green to yellow to red. And I was in red. And I was like, there was no way I'm making this because it was basically like one shot dead. And I was like, this is like real life. Like, I can't beat this. And it pissed me off because they all kept fucking dying. And then the fact that the point that I had to get to was where the health refill was at this point. Like, if I beat this little part, I would have got health. But they had like 20 guys here. And then also reinforcements came in a Jeep. So here I am standing here with three Abrams tanks. I'm like, just drive over them. You're in an Abrams. You could drive through a building. Don't the Abrams have like the fucking lead, not lead, but like they have depleted that super uranium. Armor that's, oh, that's that yeah, the, it's uranium, right? It's depleted
no,
uranium.
No, that's what they used to put in the bullets.
But what's, isn't it the shell of it also? And it's also deflected at angles so the bullets won't penetrate it. It's on odd angles, so if you shoot it with anything, it just goes off it. So I'm like, can you please just, you're in tanks, just drive towards them. They'll go away. You know, there's only so many times you're going to fire at the freaking thing before you go, oh, let's get the fuck out of here. So I'm standing with three Abrams tanks, and I can't do anything, and it pissed me off so much. So, I was like, I'm not starting this board over, because I was literally like 45 minutes into this board at this point. And these health parts are like few and far between. Maybe there's like two on each board. Maybe not even. There's, you'll find one in like the middle. And what are you doing over there? You, the hell are you? What?
Breaking
what is that? Okay. So I went online and I found cheats. There's cheats for this game. So I was so mad. So at this point, I was like the angel of death now. So I put my little health in, my cheats in just for this part. And I annihilated these fucking guys. I didn't even... I just ran out and I was just like shooting them in the head.
Yeah, that's what I was doing throughout the whole time I was playing.
So after that, I stopped. Or as soon as I got to that thing, I took the cheats off. I said, all right, I'm going to play this game like a legitimate person. Because I just found that really cheap, the way the health system works. I just didn't really like that. So these tanks couldn't fire because they needed to be repaired. So you take these tanks to like a little camp that you have set up.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Or you kind of took over like a shanty town. And they just kind of fixed the tanks.
No, that's Tijuana.
Whatever. Fine.
That's a joke.
Oh, okay. Because there is... Isn't there a team? Yes. Whatever. All Mexico is Tijuana for all I know.
That's the place where they make the tacos.
Yeah, Chipotle. So there's a big standoff while you're waiting for the tanks to get fixed. And this game's so old that it has spawn points. And I kept finding spawn points all the time. And I would just stand there like bang, bang, bang. I was waiting for like the spawn noise from Doom, because they just kept coming like out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so the tanks get fixed, and now you have the tanks and you can command the tanks. So you have like three Abrams. One got blown up, I think. So then you have to take out the two helicopters, and then they start talking about a football or some shit. I don't know. Football.
The football is. A suitcase that goes with the president at all times where they can launch a nuclear attack from wherever he is.
Right, and then they started, you have to protect the quarterback.
Quarterback is, I'm guessing, is the guy that carries the football.
Right, whatever. So you blow some stuff with the tanks. And APC comes. You get in the APC. That's the end of the board. And it drops you off in a shanty town. And it says shanty town.
The name of the place is shanty town?
Yeah, and it is a shanty town. So you get ambushed as soon as the APC door is open. Like, thanks, guy. You couldn't pick a better spot to drop us off. Why don't you just back us into him and just open the doors and let him fire into the back of the APC? All right. So you kill a bunch of guys. And then you're trying to get to Salvatore's position, or Salvatore. I don't know who
Salvatore,
he is.
Salvatore.
Maybe he's looking for his pizza
Captain
recipe.
Captain Salvatore.
Fucking Dago Wop. So you fight your way into construction site to get VIP-1. Is this how, like, the military talks? VIP-1, VIP-2, football, quarterback. That's the best they can come up with?
Listen, most people in there aren't that bright.
In the military?
Yeah.
Or just...
In general.
All right. So, yeah. So you fight, through this construction site, and then you go... There's a big building in the center that they're building. It's kind of done. But you go under the building, and then you find out who the VIP is. And who's the VIP?
Should be the president.
He's the fucking president of the United States of America. And he's clearly like amalgamate president. Like he's like all the presidents in one. Yeah, he's just like this generic president white guy. Basically, he's generic white guy. He kind of reminded me of Kennedy.
Like 95% of every president that's ever been.
What reminds you of Kennedy?
No, just a generic white guy.
Oh, yeah, pretty much generic white guy.
Now we have a generic black guy.
Crackers. Now we do have a generic black guy. It's like fucking Will Smith in the White House.
It's token black from South Park.
Yeah, as soon as I seen him, it was just like, wow, they couldn't pick the better white guy to pick for president. Jesus Christ. I'm blacker than him.
That's the only reason why, yeah, it's like Wayne Brady.
Kidding me. This is not an option. Smoke this shit.
Is if Wayne you do Brady not smoke gonna have this, to choke then we a have a problem. I didn't know you like to get wet. What are you talking about?
You just smoked some PCP.
Angel dust in there, motherfucker.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke
Where's
a bitch?
Where's my money? Does Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't like any president. I don't give a shit who's in the White House. White, black, green, blue. Fuck you. Any person who wants to be president, there's clearly something wrong with this person and shouldn't be an elected president anyway. What kind of ego do you need to have? I want to be president. When are you going to change? All right. So, yeah, you're saving the president. So he's generic president guy. What the fuck is he doing in Mexico?
Cheap whores? Underage whores?
All right, I'll accept that.
So the age of consent, I think the age of consent in Mexico
is probably like 12.
Is 12 years old.
Yeah, it's probably like India. I would say that. 12 years old is probably like a delicacy out there. You open up her pants, she has like an under construction sign. Okay. So now you're looking for a football. I don't know. Maybe it's the president's
age of 12.
Football. Oh, stop, man.
The age of consent in Canada is 16, and the U.S. states is between 16 and 18. Central America is 15 to 18, and Mexico is 12.
Oh, I don't even have an answer for you there. I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
Now you know. Knowing
if
is
you
want
a 12-year-old girl, now you know where to go.
Great. So you're looking for the football? I don't know.
His name is Ballantyne, by the way.
President Ballantyne? Maybe he's the president's favorite Ballantyne. Football. I don't know. So you don't get the guy with the football on time. And he takes off in a helicopter. You blew it, Scott. Because your name's Scott, right?
Mm-hmm. It's Scott
Marson or Scott Marshall? Scott, not going to work here. Not going to work here anymore, that's for sure. I don't know.
Mitchell.
There you go, Scott Mitchell. Nice generic freaking middle white guy. What?
Huh? You right?
This is vodka. I'm drinking vodka.
Yeah, I can tell.
Fucking vodka, man. You blew it, Scott. So then you get into a helicopter and it's another Vulcan. Oh, I love this part. So you get into the helicopter again. And this guy's escaping on the helicopter. So he's trying to make his getaway. So it's another one of the on-rails with the machine gun Vulcan cannon. And this guy sends like these two other helicopters
that you have to blow up.
Okay.
I remember. Uh-huh.
So now you're shooting at these helicopters and these guys are like the two fucking greatest helicopter pilots I've ever seen in my entire life. They'll do like barrel rolls around. Yeah,
you.
They're like the Red Baron of helicopter pirates. They're crazy. They're doing somersaults and barrel rolls. And like the only thing that I could say it's basically like being on cough medicine, firing a machine gun at a bee, that's what this is like.
Okay.
Because you're trying to shoot these things are just like, when they're going on the bridges and you're like, what the fuck, man? Like, who are these pilots? Get these guys, hire them. They must have like some insane pilots in Mexico. And I think their helicopters are also like twice as fast as yours. They have like rockets on. They must have stuck Chipotle on them. Maybe they're powered by like Chipotle. They're powered by like Mexican spice jumping beans.
Powered by hot
sauce. Powered by like Mexican jumping beans, which they don't actually have in Mexico. And we found that out because of an idiot abroad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little jumping beans, you put them in your hair and they move around? No, mm-hmm.
No, nothing.
You think they listen to Depeche Mode while they're deep heading? I just can't get it. No.
I just can't get it.
Okay. So then, like, it takes like 600 bullets to kill these things. It's like, what is your bullets made out of? Pudding? All right, so you blow these two fucking things up somehow. I don't even know how I did it. Then you get dropped off by yourself in a city. And then you have to get the football again. I don't know. There's a bunch of street fighting at this point in time. Yeah?
Okay.
This is when you don't have nose, right? So this is... You're actually in, like, an urban city now. So you're actually fighting around
station.
City streets. No, there's no... Not yet. Train station's at the end.
No, it says...
No, not yet.
Mission starts you off again with no teammates.
Mm-hmm.
It's not train station. Okay, it didn't say anything.
You're going to the train
moving
station.
Moving to abandoned. Okay.
So, there's lots of street fighting. Oh, this is great. You're going to love this. So I'm trying to be all stealthy here. I'm coming up behind these two guys. They're literally across the road from me. So when you get into cover, there's kind of like a Gears of War type thing where you stick to the wall. It's not as good as Gears of War. They did it a lot better. Gears of War, but you stick to the wall.
Gears of War is newer.
I know, but you know what I mean. But it's a little more polished than that. So I'm kind of peeking over the wall, and then like, what's also as cool is that you can switch your reticle from left to right.
Yeah.
So say you're peeking over like your left shoulder, you can switch it to the left shoulder.
It just turns around so you can actually see.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So I'm seeing these guys. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get these fucking guys. I'm going to get these guys so good. So I take out my grenade.
I wish there was a knife. There's no knife. You can't like run up to people and stab.
No, there's no knife. I know. I take my grenade out. Right? So I throw my grenade. It hits the streetlight.
Bounces off.
Bounces back. And kills me.
Those guys probably like, the fuck was that guy thinking?
Threw it, bounced back, killed me. So, I died. And I restarted.
You tried it
and
again.
I did it again.
And it bounced off the streetlight again?
It did. Bounced off the street lamp, hit the car. Car blew up, and then I died. Because the car blew up. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just shooting these two guys. So these two guys are standing there just like smoking a cigarette, like turn around, and there's just an explosion. Like, I don't what to think that was.
Another German? What do you think that was? My dear.
Pedro, I don't know. Whoa. Yeah, so twice. Like an asshole. Killed myself. The best was it bouncing off the first one, hitting the streetlight, because I was like, ah, fuck. I didn't even move. It just like went flying towards me and just like landed there. And I was like, God damn it. Blew me up. The second one, I was like, I quit.
That's pretty good.
All right. So, again, this time, after this part, I'm running, and I'm like, yeah, I guess there's nobody here. And then I turn the corner, and there's literally 50 guys standing there in front of the train station. So I guess you're supposed to use the UAV to see where they are. And these guys just, like, unloaded on me, and I died again. And I was like, all right, I guess I know that they're there. So I kind of, like, banked the grenade off the wall and, like, landed right into where they were. It was pretty funny. So you fight into the train station, and you're trying to get the guardrail 9.
Yeah.
Somebody called me Gringo. That was hilarious. Now, you're fighting through the train yard, and you have to blow up this big jamming tower.
Okay.
Now, it's kind of like a concrete square, like a big concrete square. And then there's a big radio tower on top of it, like a cell phone tower. And it starts jamming your thing a little bit, but not as bad as the other ones. It's jamming like another signal, too. So you have to fight into this thing. You have to go down and then like fight. It's kind of like a spiral staircase. I mean,
okay.
And then you get to the top of it. And then you put the C4 on it, and then they give you 25 seconds to get out of it. So you run out of it. So then I run outside, and I had like 5 seconds left. So I was like, all right, I'll just go stand by this car over here.
Right where it falls over.
Right where the fucking thing fell. It didn't kill me. But I was like, oh, crap, again. But it didn't kill me, though, because I guess it's supposed to do that. But I was like, all right, stand by this car. This is far enough. And then I looked up, and I was like, oh, shit, I didn't realize it was that high. And I was like, oh, it's not going to go this way. And then it just went straight towards me. I was like, fuck. But it didn't kill me. Like, it just lands on the car. And I was like, oh, god damn it. It's like, I didn't want to do that again. And so then you get extracted by a helicopter, and then you get dropped off again. I don't know where you are. I wrote it's level 7 for Mario Brothers 3. It's fucking Pipeland. So that's where you are. You're in Pipeland. Fighting on some rooftops. This is the part where you have to kill. You have to go around all the buildings, and you have to kill all the people on the street level for the Abrams to advance, because a lot of the guys on the ground had like RPGs.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of that. You're doing this for a while. That was like a 45 minute thing, because there was a lot of guys on the grounds, and there's also guys on the building. And this is when I discovered that you could do the first person mode, because I kept going like in and out just to see what it was like. Wow, sorry. Then there's another helicopter gun mission after that, and you're just taking out a lot of people with RPGs,
okay.
And FPSs.
FPSs.
And third person. What other kinds of games? Is RPGs, FPSs. What other kind of things
are there? Strategy, RTSs.
RTS, there you go. That's a good one. I hate RTS.
You prefer turn-based?
Oh, God. Would turn-based be like...
Civilization, Heroes of Might and Magic.
Warcraft? Would Warcraft be like...
No, that's real-time.
For the Horde!
That's real-time.
I miss Warcraft 2. I miss playing Warcraft 2 on my Windows 2000.
I miss playing World of Warcraft on my Windows 95.
95, that's what it was. Not 2000, 95. Because there was that one secret board where it was just sheep.
Uh-huh.
And it's just you, like, hacking sheep.
I forget how you get to it.
And then the... like when you kill the pigs, they're like... I've heard that sound in my sleep. Okay. Get dropped off. A guy's helicopter goes down. You have to go try to find him.
Fuck him. What is he?
Like, this is like a little bit of a maze... Oh, yeah, the General Martin you have to get. The guy's name is General Martin. His helicopter goes down. And this is kind of like a maze through the streets. And it's like literally a maze. You have to go the right way. Because there's like fences and stuff that you couldn't get through. So then you have to protect General Martin. And there's a big standoff. Yeah. I guess maybe he's Martin from Rowan and Martin. Laughing. Dan-dan-dan-dan-dan. No? Never saw Laughing?
No.
Very interesting.
But stupid.
Laughing was good.
Nixon was on Laughing.
Fuck Nixon.
Indeed.
And his dog. What was his dog's name? Checkers? Patches?
Checkers.
Why would you know that? I listened to that episode the other day and I was like, who the hell knows that? Dog's name was Checkers. That was the Black Ops one.
I think...
Call of Duty Black Cocks. I don't think they do. I think if you asked 100 out of 100 people on the street randomly, they would not know that the dog's name was Checkers.
I guarantee you... 70 of them knew.
I'm going to go inside. I'm going to ask my parents right now. I'm going to go, what was Nixon's dog's name? You know what they're going to say? I have no idea. Go to bed.
They're going
to
say Checkers.
They're not going to say Checkers. They're going to say Chess. Because they're old and senile. And I'll be moving out. Hopefully someday. Where are we? APC gets you. You take General Martin with you. And the next board, you got to destroy two more of those jammy things.
Jammy jam.
The jammers, but they're not the big jammers
is
now.
The footy,
now just
footy,
like,
is that the footy jammies?
No, with the Decepticons on them, with the Autobots. Depending on which ones your parents got you.
Oh, I wish.
I only had Autobots. Mine was blue and red with the feeties.
Oh, I don't remember what I had.
I had Autobots, but mine was the movie. No, I was old. I was younger than that. We came out with 86.
Something like 86 or 87.
Movie was depressing when I was a kid.
Why? Because Optimus dies?
They killed everybody. They killed everybody in the beginning of that movie.
Yeah, everybody.
It was like the beginning of Devil's Rejects. He just like killed everybody that they didn't want in the movie anymore.
Megatron lived. Became Galvatron.
He did. He became Galvatron. Faggot. Oh, we're almost at the end here. So. Oh, I wrote. Because these things are jamming the signal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you all staticky?
Mm-hmm, the jammies.
Why don't you just take your goggles off?
Because it's like built into your, I don't know. Maybe
take your helmet off.
They have eye implants.
That's not what it is. I'm not letting you get away with that.
I'm trying here.
Oh, God. I would just take my goggles off. All right, problem solved. I can see fine now. There's a guy over there.
I could see clearly now.
Yeah. It's Mexico.
I can see all...
obstacles in my way.
Yeah.
Bean eaters. Wow. There goes another listener.
No. What listeners? I'm just kidding. I like beans too.
So do I. I love Mexican food.
So do I. I go there every week.
I think Mexican food is my favorite food. Yeah, you do.
I eat Mexican food like every week.
I think Mexican and Tex-Mex is my favorite food. God bless those goddamn Mexicans.
They came out with some tasty food.
Hell yeah, man. Corn tortillas, fuck yeah. I had Mexican food last night, actually. There's a little place on Newdorp that makes tacos, and like the tacos are literally a dollar the way that they should be. So you can buy like 1,000 of them.
Like, for $1,000, please.
1,000 tacos, that'll be $50. Wow. Math.
John's not very good at math for anyone who hasn't figured it out yet.
Math is not my
strong
point.
You gotta play more Geometry Wars to get good at math.
I'm not good at math, but I can write a song about it. Okay. Yeah, you take out some helicopters with helicopters. this is when you go into that building, and then there's like, it looks like, you know when you go into a hotel and you look up at a hotel, or like,
you mean a vaulted ceiling?
No, there's like the floors. When you look up, there's like a bunch of,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, the open floors, I know what you're talking about.
Being inside an apartment building and looking up and seeing like all the apartments, that's what this place looks like. And there's just guys in,
yes, it's very hard,
all the higher levels. Yeah, it is a pain in the ass because they're just firing down at you, and every one of them has like an advantage like that in this motion, in the firing, in this, like that. Said, I'm not a shark.
This kind of firing motion?
You could, like that, yes, like that, and like a V. It's not. I'm not doing. Stop, suck it from.
Stop. From what's name. Stop pointing at your crotch.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing Generation X. I'm doing the firing motion. So then you get the Mexican general in custody because that's where he is, and then you go on an APC.
Palacio Nacional.
The hell did you just say?
That's the name of the place. And Antiveros is the guy, the other guy.
Yeah, Antiveros? He was a girl? This is my Antiveros. What?
Palacio Nacional is the name of that building.
Fuck him.
It's the name of the building.
Fuck him.
And Antiveros is the guy you gotta get.
Fuck Antiveros. All popcorn. Alright.
Go
so
Packers!
This is when the
go Packers!
You done? Are you done?
Woo!
Oh, I can't wait for next week. Okay, so this is when the shit hits the fan. Because this whole time, the pilot of that helicopter is your friend. And then the guy that steals the football kills him.
Oh, that's right. He takes over. He takes over the helicopter, right? And he shows you. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he says like something about your mother. So he's getting away on the helicopter that you came in on after he shot your friend. And I forget what the story was. They want to set off missiles or something to start a war around the world.
Sure.
That's what it is.
I thought they were trying to steal the Colonel's secret recipe and make their own Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Fine with me.
They're going to make it Mexican Fried Chicken. I bet you that would taste delicious.
MFC?
Yes. I bet you that would taste delicious.
Oh, man. I mean, I've had chicken fried steak, and that's pretty fucking phenomenal. Chicken fried steak is the shit, man.
That's not Mexican, though.
Well, it's Tex-Mex. Chicken fried steak.
Not really.
That's Southern Tex-Mex. That's Southern. It is. No, but it is like, you would eat that in Texas. What was that?
I would eat that
in Arizona.
Anywhere.
But did they have like, we were in Arizona. They had like food like that.
Mm-hmm. There's a Mexican place by my, well, there was the best Mexican place, which is Los Dos Molinos. But that place is always fucking crowded as fuck. Went there on a Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock, and we waited an hour and a half for a table.
In Tempe?
No, it was in Phoenix.
Tempe was awesome. Yeah, we both spent time in Arizona.
At the same time without knowing it.
Yeah, we didn't know. I was there for like 3 months, and then you were a Sun Devil, right?
I was.
He was in ASU. For how long?
3.5 years.
You were out, but Jesus Christ, I was only out for 3 months. Fucking.
I was here. I was back home 4 months out of the year.
The hell was it? What was the name of it? Was it Water Street? Not Water Street.
What, Mill Road?
Mill Road? Mill Road. Mill Road. Christ. Going to the movie theater by myself one time, going to see Hannibal. And then there was like the Uno Pizzeria right next to it. It's like, fuck, I'm getting myself some Uno.
Yeah, Pizza
there was
Uno. Right next door.
Yeah, right,
there's
next,
also,
right next to the movie theater.
There's also
there's
that
Hooters
other
across the street. The upper deck Hooters. The Hooters is on the second floor.
There was a that other burger place, the Polly's.
Yes. I remember Polly's. Yeah, I went to my father. Yeah,
then he had
the
Jack in the Crack across the street.
The Jack in the Box was down the street, yeah. And he had that crazy music store that was on the corner. It was open till like 2 o'clock in the morning. All right. Yeah, we loved Arizona. I'd like to go back to Arizona. All right. Did we even finish this game now? This you're fighting through the streets again, and you're trying to find this guy who stole the thing. And then when you get there, it's like a blown up building, and he's like all the way on the top of it. So you have to kill all the guys and then kill him. And then you get the briefcase and you save the day. Very uneventful.
It was a big ass standoff.
Yeah, it was. There was a million guys at this point, but it was just basically you're just moving in to kill them. Like, you're just going in a straight line. It wasn't like you had to do anything, really.
Kind of anticlimactic at the end.
It was. There was just the way they made it hard was they just threw more guys at you. You know? And there wasn't anything, like, you didn't have tanks or anything. It was just you and running.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And that was the end. You kill Salsa Verde or whatever the hell his name was.
Salsa Verde?
Fuck, what was his name?
Antivero?
Antivero. So what did you think of this? You liked this game a lot.
I did. Going back and playing it now isn't as good as when it first came out.
It doesn't hold up as well as
I thought it would. I think the second one will hold up more.
Yeah? When the second one came out? Like 2008?
Something like that. Came out a little while later.
Let's see.
It was at least 2 years.
2007.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't think it was that soon.
Put that in your ass and smoke it.
And it came out like the summertime, because I remember buying it at Best Buy.
Creep. Yeah, I mean, I could recommend this. I think it's got some flaws. Mainly the floor in it is... Flaw, not floor. Is
the floor?
The health system pisses me off. I mean... Even if you just had... If they wanted to do it that way and just make it... Because you can save your friends. Even if just make it so that they can save you once, it would have been a little less frustrating. Yeah,
that makes part of the problem.
Part of the problem was me also not using the flying...
The UAV properly?
Yes. The flying stick thing. I didn't know that you could go up and down with it. I had no idea. Because if I knew that, I would have just been like clanking it into people. Like sneaking up and just like... Knocking a guy over. Like, what was that?
That's probably why it took you so long.
It took me nine hours.
When you play the second one.
I'm not playing the second one. There's no reason to do another one
of
these.
You will play the second one.
But there's no reason to play it.
Now.
There's no reason to do a review on it. I don't want to play it. There's no reason for that. Yeah. It took me 9 hours, and 1 hour of that was trying to beat that one part where I finally cheated. And just yelling at those three guys, like standing in front of the TV, yelling at them, going, run over them! Run over them! You're in tanks! You're three tanks! Oh, I can't tell you how much that pissed me off. Just the logical thing. Like, if I was in that situation, I would be like, guys, just drive over them. And they would have been like, no problem, sir. And they would have just drove towards them. And there was no RPGs. They just had guns. And you were in fucking Abrams tanks. Which is also like the fastest tank in the creation. You ever see these things? These tanks go like 80 miles an hour. Like every time they show like the tank, they show it like in air, like jumping something and like. God damn. I think that the thing can fire through the earth. Like a railgun.
It comes out the other
side. These fucking guys couldn't drive over like 10 soldiers for me. God, that was frustrating as hell, man. I would say play it. My only gripe is the health system.
Yeah, that could be better.
That's about it. Oh, we got a doozy for you next week. Next week is going to be a good time. I didn't even start it yet.
We did a video last week.
We did do a video last week, and it was probably one of our funnier ones.
And it's everybody needs to watch it because I put.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain
at
yourself.
Least, like. 10 hours of post-production into it, so...
Yeah. We had a problem with that video. For some reason, it would not... A lot of the parts kept slowing down in, like, the beginning of the boards on every level. So...
Sometimes in the middle.
We had that mystery
barking dog. And it would also slow down... I also found out that it would slow down throughout the level, too, because, like, I would sync it up, and then, like, 20 seconds later, it'd be off. By, like, a fraction.
That's hilarious.
It would slow down a little bit.
I like the mystery barking dog on the bridge board.
Freaking edit.
Well, next time that happens,
I think that was actually a bug in the game.
Yeah, it definitely was. That had nothing to do with the recording.
That whole
bridge level was just ruff, 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 ruff. And us going, where's that dog?
Like, where's that dog?
Where's that dog? Michael Vick's just hanging out.
I'm pretty sure that joke made the cut.
It did. Because I was listening to it and he was like, where's that dog coming from? And then the cars that lead, that go nowhere, you can drive the cars for 10 seconds.
Like, yeah, the car, like, oh.
Damn it. Who just leaves Porsches on a bridge?
With the keys
red
in
Porsches.
Them.
Red Porsches. All right. Well, that was a good time.
That's fun. I like that.
Anything else you got to say about this? Yeah? No?
I don't think we
so
said
many new
all.
Games coming out that we probably have to do a new one next week. It's going to be a new game.
What, next week? I didn't know that was a new game, but okay. We're playing Portal 2.
We are playing Portal 2, but we're not. We're probably not going to. We'll talk about that. No. But probably.
How? It's impossible. Really.
Well, I mean,
well,
yeah, we'll just
talk
about it.
In this level, what you have to do is shoot a portal 3 inches to the left of the right wall, and then. No.
Portal 2 is really good.
Just play Portal 2.
It's probably funnier than the first one. Funnier. I like it.
Yeah, can you turn around? I can't do it if you're watching.
Oh,
and you turn around like, no, seriously, you have to turn.
Ah, birds. I like that. I like when he just starts ramming into the building. He's like, all right, we're just gonna try it manually.
Oh, good news. All right, it's not the way.
Good. All right. Hold on to something. Hold on. Okay, all right, you're not dead. I like. What he's like, all right, I want you to speak now. All right, say apple.
You jumped. Okay,
you
no,
jumped
that's
there.
Jumping.
Okay,
that's jumping. Okay,
that's jumping.
We
all
got
right,
that.
We'll try that again. All right, say apple. All right, you jumped again, so I'm just going to go ahead and
you mastered
and
jumping. That's good. All right. You can jump. We got it.
You jumped. That's good. Okay.
He's dropping from the rail. He's like, oh, no, too high. Okay. We're not going to go on three. This time we're going to go on one. And drop.
Oh,
I'm still alive. Oh, thank God. Okay, cool. That's good.
You pull him off. You rip him off the thing. He's like, oh, I'm still alive.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's all right. I like that. You know who that is, right?
No. Is it Ricky
that's
Gervais?
That's the first part you pulled off of Gladys. Remember the personality?
Oh. Why was he English?
Remember the first one we pulled? I don't know. That was a piece of Gladys. Remember when you pulled them out? Like,
yeah.
You should probably ignore that thing. Remember when you fight Gladys the first game?
Yeah, I do. I knew. Because it was laying
and
in the middle
part
of the
falls
thing.
Out. He goes, you should ignore that. I don't know what that is, but don't do anything
with
it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what... That was.
It makes sense. I have to play the first one again. Well, I had fun. Normal size episode. Next week we'll have.
And I have to.
You have to what?
I don't know how long that. I don't know how long that episode is going to be next week.
It doesn't matter. We needed some time, so we're going to do an older game next week. Don't you dare. Touch you there, because I want that to be a surprise. I'm not even going to drop any hints on that. Because once you see what it is, you're going to be like, oh, no. I had to start it yet. I was actually playing it on my Zoom before, because I downloaded the ROM.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, I can't. I had to do this on the computer. Oh, it's going to be so good. I can't
I'm gonna go
there's
in
so
my
many
basement
things you can talk about.
I'm going to go in my basement, look for my Nintendo stuff, and I have the original walkthrough book.
Oh.
Like the little one that they gave you, like Nintendo Power, and I'm gonna rip that bad boy out.
That's just gonna be a good time playing that game. Yeah, I at least have to play that game. I think I play that game maybe once a year. Like literally once a year, I'll play that game.
When was the last time I played it?
I haven't played the third one in a while. I got to play the third one. Yeah,
on Game Boy.
That's the no. It's the first one on the other system.
Third one.
Shut up.
Oh, that's not the third one. The Game Boy one was before that.
I guess so. There was a couple on Game Boy.
But, I mean, the first Game Boy one was before the first one on the other system.
Mm-hmm. It was the one with the big egg.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good
one.
The whale. I can't wait.
The fail whale?
Oh, God, yeah. The fucking fail whale was in that. Those are good games too. Those Game Boy ones.
That might be my favorite one.
The Game Boy one?
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
You know how many hours I put into that game when I was a kid? I beat that game so many times. I found everything in there.
Two of them are coming out soon. All right, that's enough. That's enough of that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
One's a remake.
I'm probably going to do like that game Monday. Probably play it Monday, and then we got to work. I have to work on the other game, which I'll probably get from you tomorrow night, which I hope I can get through. I'm kind of scared of that game.
Listen, if you don't want to do it right now, we can pick something else, but...
No, I want to do that game. It's on the list, but I don't know if I'm going to like it. That's the thing.
You don't have to like it. I mean, it's not... I think it'll be all right with like, it. It's more like Doom 3-ish than...
Like Resident Evil?
Resident Evil.
Okay.
It's more shooty.
That's what I mean.
It's more shooty, less scary.
Well, I don't care about the scary.
I know, but it's not like Resident Evil.
As long as it's not... As long as it's not like, here's one bullet and here's 50 monsters.
No, it's more like here's 10 bullets and one monster.
Okay, that's fine.
You don't really get overwhelmed.
Is it long?
I got halfway through and I stopped. I don't think it's crazy long.
I know the end boss fight is super, and I know how to beat him because I watched my friend beat it. Because he's huge.
And I didn't.
That's 2 weeks from now.
All right.
That's it. This is what the hell
41?
Is 41? Wow.
Next week is the answer.
Next week is the answer.
It is the great answer.
I wanted to do a special episode for next week, but I couldn't. There's nothing.
There's no games for it.
There's nothing for it. There's a point and click adventure, but if nobody knows what 42 is, then too bad.
It is
not explaining
well,
to you
no,
what
it
42
is. It's the answer to the life,
it's
the universe,
answer.
And everything.
It is. 42.
If you don't know what that is, go read a book. Actually, read five of them.
Or watch the. Yeah.
Or watch the. Yeah.
You can watch the movie, but
not
it's not
the
really
American
comparison.
Movie. You can watch the British. Radio series.
You can watch the American show. One because...
Why? Because Zooey Deschanel's in it?
Zooey Deschanel's in it. Yum. Now she's in cotton commercials.
The touch, the feel of Zooey Deschanel.
Fabric of our lives. Whatever.
All right.
Yeah. You can do your little spiel.
We've rambled long enough.
This was a good episode. I have a feeling this is going to be nice to listen to.
Anything else to add?
Absolutely not.
All right. You thought fondly of Ghost Recon. I think fondly of Ghost Recon.
I thought it was all right. Yeah, I would recommend it.
I got to get
mean,
you to play Rainbow Six Vegas next.
No.
Why? Not the next. Not
it,
the next game, but the next.
Is it, top is it like this?
It's more shooty.
All right. Let's see. As long as it's, is it squad based?
You have a couple of guys with you, but it's like the same kind. You don't really have. You don't. Order, I don't think you order them around. I think it's just. Let's just see. They just follow you.
I don't know if I can tolerate this again. Hi.
Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more information about the show, you can check out the website, spoileralertshow.com. If you would like to send us feedback, you can send us an email, spoileralertshow@gmail.com. You can call us on the voicemail line, 856-SPOIL-01. You know what I was thinking about? I mean, nobody ever claimed the contest.
No, I know. We just kind of forgot about that. Kind of what am I going to send
nothing.
You? Shoe? Somebody's going to listen to like the earlier episodes and be like,
Should I try? You can follow us.
I can't wait for somebody to call us.
It'd be nice. You can follow us on Twitter, Spoil Alert Show. You can check out the videos on Vimeo or YouTube. YouTube.com/SpoilerAlertShow, Vimeo.com/SpoilerAlertShow. You can check us out on GetGlue. The link's in the show notes because I'm not reading it. Where can they find you?
The links? What did you say?
The links for the GetGlue. I'm not reading... GetGlue.com/TV_shows. Even though it's under TV shows.
I'm on Twitter at Gonzo666.
I am on Twitter at Ace Milo. That's gonna do it.
That's about it. Next week we got a good one.
We do.
I think we're gonna take you back.
Going back in time.
You should just end it on that.
Because you don't need money. You don't need fame. You don't need no
don't
credit.
Need anything.
You don't need no credit card to ride this train.
It was a train?
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't that also the theme song for the cartoon?
Was it?
It was just like... Now, who was that? It wasn't Huey Lewis, right?
It's Huey Lewis in the news.
Oh, God. Huey Lewis and the Cokeheads.
All right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is Spoiler Alert.